Mickey Callaway is pitching coach of the Cleveland Indians, and we're very pleased to be joined at this time by Mickey Callaway. Mickey, thank you so much for joining Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker on Baseball Central. We really appreciate it.
No problem. How you doing, guys?
We're doing very well. Now, you know, I look at your starting rotation and the way you've been able to kind of build this rotation and maintain the consistency with it. And, Mickey, the first thing that came to my mind when I'm looking at this is you've got a bunch of guys who are all signed to multi-year contracts. In other words, you've got a bunch of guys who kind of know where they're going to be for the next three, in some cases, 4 years. Does that make your job a little easier because you've got a group of pitchers who have a real group feeling, but also at the and can push each other, but also at the same time have that security so that, you know, if they have to try something new or if something needs, you know, something needs to be worked on, that sort of concern that I would imagine every professional athlete has, that's eliminated. In other words, basically, if you're these guys, you just show up and perform, and that's what your job is.
Absolutely. I think that helps a ton. You know, our guys are so, you know, dedicated to the team and what we need to do to win on any given night. And, you know, I think that's one of the main reasons. You know, this is a business as well, and you can get into some cases where you have a pitcher that's going to be a free agent, and, you know, guys think about things and guys get affected by, you know, next year and things like that. I think that's the ultimate battle for anybody that's competing in anything, is to, you know, stay in the moment and try to compete at that moment instead of worrying about what's going to happen in the future. And then that's a very tough thing to do.
Okay. Last year, the Blue Jays brought David Price here, and it made everybody in that rotation that much better because, you know, you have a true number one, goes out, does his job. Everything else sort of falls in place. Well, you guys added Andrew Miller, and just the opposite, I think, and I'm asking you this because you would know better than I would. Cody Allen, has he been any different, or is there any more pressure on him to be just the opposite of that?
No, I think it's done the same thing. I think it's made everybody a little better. Obviously, Cody didn't have a great outing the other night, but ever since that Andrew Miller has stepped foot in our clubhouse, our bullpen's been better. And not just when he pitches. I think he affects everybody around him, you know. Obviously, moves guys around as far as when they're going to pitch and what inning they're going to pitch in. So that always helps. We can really utilize, you know, the pitcher's strengths against the hitter's weaknesses in certain parts of the lineup now, instead of just going, you know, this guy has the eighth, this guy has the ninth. You know, Andrew's going to pitch anywhere from the sixth, seventh, or eighth, or ninth, according to who's coming up in the lineup and what the situation is. So, you know, he really makes everyone better around him, and we're really lucky to have him. And the way he goes about his business is he's a true professional, very prepared, knows all the hitters, and that's going to rub off, too, on our guys.
Yeah, it is. It's really is true, everybody I've talked to, that you do really good teams that are contending and want to go deeper in the playoffs have to have two closers. And what you just said is sort of the same thing, right?
Exactly. You know, you want to leverage those guys to the maximum that you could possibly can, and they're going to help you win some games because of that.
In conversation with Mickey Callaway, pitching coach of the Cleveland Indians. Mickey, you know, your reputation as a pitching coach is as a guy who focuses, or who likes to focus on the mental part of the game as much as the mechanical part. I mean, clearly there are both aspects, there are both elements to it. And I'm just wondering, you know, what is it in your background? Your background as a pitcher, I mean, you were a much traveled pitcher. You pitched in a lot of different leagues. What is it in your background that has allowed you to be able to tap into the mental aspect of these guys? Because you're dealing with, and I guess other pitching coaches like that, I'm sure Pete Walker with the Jays is like that. You're dealing with different personalities, guys from different backgrounds, all of them in some way, I guess, alpha males. But what is it about your background that you think gives you maybe a unique perspective in dealing with these guys?
You know, I think the road that I traveled really helped me, you know, help prepare me for this job. You know, obviously mechanics are important. To be able to repeat your mechanics and deliver the ball home is a big part of our game. But the mental aspect of the game is probably has the biggest effect on each guy. you know, whether he's coming up from AAA and trying to settle in at the major leagues and thinking he has to do too much to, oh no, you know, I've got a contract now. I have to live up to that. So, you know, the mental part of the game really affects even your mechanics. So, you know, that's something that we really hone in on and try to improve. We've got some really good, you know, guys in our organization that help us out with that, help me prepare for the mental side of the game with these guys. But, you know, just where I've been, what I had to go through in my career, you know, I wasn't very good. So I had to do everything I could to stay out there and compete and try to play for as long as I could to get that experience that helped lead me here.
Yeah, Mickey, let me ask you about the pitcher-catcher relationship. You know, Yan Gomes has had an up-and-down year. He's hurt. You know, with this pitching staff as good as it is, and, you know, you have to have that relationship. Here they have it with Russell Martin. He puts the finger down. They throw it. Has that been an issue with the Indians and not having your, you know, your catcher that's used to catching certain guys? And has there been a problem with that, putting the right fingers down, guys getting on the same page, that kind of thing?
It's hurt us a little bit. I think it has. You know, Yan was the backbone of what we had going on. He knew every pitcher. He knew the ins and outs. He knew how to deal with those guys. You know, Roberto and Christian Menez have done a great job stepping in and in a very tough position to try and step in there and learn all those things and handle these guys the way they need to be handled. Some you know, our pitchers, we're kind of sensitive. You know, we're hard to handle. So, you know, to have a really good catcher back there to do the job really helps, and losing Yan hurt us a little bit, but you know, our other two guys have stepped up nicely, and they're great catchers and well prepared guys that come to the park every day to win and know what they need to do to you know, keep us successful. So they're hanging in there, but you know, Yan's a big part of what we do. He hangs around and helps those guys out in the dugout right now while he's on the DL, and we're missing him for sure.
Mickey, what's Terry Francona like to work with as a pitching coach?
He's amazing. You know, he empowers his coaches to do their job. You know, I remember one of the first things he said to me, he said, the pitching side of things is yours. He said, I want you to handle it. And, you know, he brings an atmosphere every day that is relaxed and fun and but yet structured. So, you know, he's probably the best baseball mind I've ever been around. You know, I learned stuff from him daily in the dugout, things he's thinking. You know, we obviously communicate throughout the day on what's going on and what we need to do to win, especially bullpen moves and stuff like that. And he's one of the better ones for sure. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, Mickey. Now, real quick before we let you go, I had to ask you. I was watching the game with the White Sox, and I saw Todd Frazier standing on second base, and there was rumblings of him stealing signs. And, you know, I used to be a hitter. There's a fine line between a guy giving you signs and you trusting that sign and actually, you know, going up and performing when somebody's giving you that. And now I saw that it didn't look like to me like Todd was relaying signs or anything like that. But whenever you hear that, you know, it sort of throws up the red flag and you start to change things. When you heard that, or you have rumblings of that, as a pitching staff and as a pitching coach, what do you change?
You know what? We try to be prepared for that going in, because I think if you're trying to win and you're on second base and you can get a little bit of advantage, I think guys do that, and that's part of the game. So we try to be prepared going in to have a, you know, a complex set of signs that doesn't allow for guys to pick them up, and we try to set up late as a catcher to try to, you know, combat that. But, you know, when we hear stuff like that, we change our signs. We're prepared with multiple sets of signs to kind of counteract what they're trying to do. And, you know, it's part of the game. So, you know, we accept that, and we have to make sure that we're prepared and we don't allow ourselves to be, you know, exposed there when a guy gets on second.
Mickey, we really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks so much. Great insight, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I think Kevin got a few hits off me throughout his
career. Did he? Luck. Better be lucky than good. You know what I'm saying?
Take care, Mickey.
Thanks.
I appreciate it, guys. Take care of yourself.
All righty, you too.